Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And Anna Grace, my spawn, is here to
share my wisdom.
Share your wisdom, but not to actually talk about this movie because you haven't
seen it. Not Todd McFarlane's spawn, but your spawn.
My spawn. So Adam went to see Aladdin. And
there's a lot to like about this movie, and there are also some, I don't want to say major caveats, but there's also stuff that I was just like, this doesn't work. And if you're going to invest, you know, $160 million into something, I'd want it all to work. Like, if you're going to buy a house, you're not just like, well, the front door's good. The back door's a little hingy, but, well, we'll make it work.
Well, money-wise, and we record on Sunday, so Memorial Day for us is tomorrow. So that money has not yet been made or counted. It's already made $207 million.
Oh, it's doing well. Like, even I think domestically, if you include that Memorial Day four-day weekend, what they're estimating, like what it's going to do Monday, I think they said it's going to clear like $109, $115 million. So, like, people aren't, like, going away from it. I think it's already almost made what Dumbo did in, like, its first 8-9 weeks. So, like, obviously, people have embraced the movie.
So I feel like Dumbo came out just enough time for you to see it, and then it was pulled.
I also think, like, when we discussed that movie, they changed so much of it. Oh. People did. I think some people were like, "Is it a sequel? Is it a? Is
I
it
never
an
saw
alternate?"
It, so
it. It. I honestly, I liked the fact that they changed so much. If I want to watch Dumbo, I can literally go to my house, get the DVD, put it in, and just watch Dumbo. If you are going to
look in the mirror.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Beavis. I appreciate that. Oh, 90s. But if you're going to say, we're going to put together, you know, this again, and it's not like they didn't, when Disney does a movie, they already significantly alter the source material. Like, if you've read the original, like, Sleeping Beauty versus Disney Sleeping Beauty, or the original Cinderella versus Disney Cinderella, significant changes are made here. Yet when they're adapting their own material, they're just like, whoa, this is the Bible, okay? Mm-hmm. You do not take away from or add to.
This is Disney.
This is the Disney Bible. Mm-hmm. We don't mess with this here. The genie was blue there. He's blue there. Like, well, what about in, like, Arabian Nights?
That's,
or like,
bluest.
They're like, was it blue in that? And they're like, you hush your mouth. The original genie was Robin Williams. And they're like,
I wonder why they decided to make the genie blue.
I'm going to guess it was probably some sort of like color scheme or some. I mean, because it has a very, like, okay, if you look at Sleeping Beauty,
I think it would just make a good toy.
That's probably. Just, McDonald's was like, we like that one. And they're like, sold.
Yeah. Okay. So Aladdin is live action, but it is all the same music. It's all singing, all dancing Aladdin. Wait for it. A whole new world.
There is a whole new world. And you're getting a lot of the, I don't think necessarily every song made it, and they have added a couple more songs to it that I would also argue are not.
So there's a rapping Aladdin song.
No, I would have loved that. I don't mean like modern gangster rap. I mean like 90s era, like parents just don't understand.
That would have been so funny.
Oh, I would have. I would have. Like, went out and bought the soundtrack immediately, had that been the case.
Do they have the original beginning where you come upon this creepy old guy and he's doing all the exposition for you?
No, but they did keep in kind with the original. Robin Williams is the voice of the guy that's, like, selling all that stuff. Will Smith is the one that bookends it this time, but it's not that character. And I think the strength and weakness of this movie is both, well, it's Will Smith. Will Smith is at his best when they're not making him be Robin Williams' genie.
Mm-hmm. You can't be Robin Williams.
And there are a lot of times they will virtually carbon copy a moment from the animated film and have Will Smith try to do it. Will Smith is a talented, charismatic actor. Like, it's not Will Smith. Will Smith is not the problem here. But whenever they try to get him to do that. They're trying to get him to do Robin Williams. It doesn't work because that's... Think if you went back in time and you're like, Andrew Dice Clay, let's give him a children's program on PBS. Like, I'm not saying like...
Hickory Dickory Dock.
And they'll just like, oh, nursery rhymes. That's good, good. Keep going with that. And then he finishes and they're like, oh my, we have...
Huge mistake.
We've made a huge mistake. Like, there are moments where Will Smith is just getting to be Will Smith. Like, he feels a lot like his character from Hitch, because most of the impetuous of this movie is trying to get Aladdin and Jasmine together. So he's playing like a magic version of his character from Hitch, and he's a lot of fun. In that movie, he's a lot of fun. He's he's funny, he's charismatic. Like, he's just, Will Smith has a kinetic energy that you enjoy. It's one of the reasons why he's one of the most well-known, highest-paid actors in the world. Whenever they make him stop doing that and go back, and they're like, oh, that people liked this in the original Aladdin. Do that. Now, if you wanted that, like, you would need to get, like, an improvisational, like, stand-up comedian. Like, if that's the movie that they wanted to create, like, Jim Carrey or Eddie Murphy would have been perfect for that. If you want this higher energy, like doing voices, like slipping into characters, just this frenetic, like mile a minute. But they didn't go with that. They went with Will Smith. And again, I'm not saying Will Smith is the fault there. I think it's what they wanted him to do in that.
Hold on. I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. Do you know how old Will Smith is?
Probably in his mid-50s, I'm betting.
He's 51.
Yeah. There. Oh, okay. Well, I was close. Yeah.
And yet my perception of him, I mean, obviously he's not a teenager, but I would have put him around upper 30s, 40-ish.
Well, in 1995, he was in college on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So, I mean, like...
So that's even how you're basing it.
That's how, okay. That's how I...
All right.
That's how I wrap it
around.
He's
got children, when he was Mom.
Before he was the Fresh Prince of Ali, he was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay. You're listening to Parental Guidance Suggested from high atop the Podcast Center, brought to you by Hints and Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Allen talking with Adam Cravens, special guest Spawn, Anna Grace. So, Aladdin was enjoyed by all in your family or shunned or?
Kristen and I are the ones that went to see it, and she even remarked that it was more entertaining. She was not expecting to enjoy it, and she did like it. Most of the actors in the movie, I'd say, do adequate jobs. Like,
because you want you adequate.
Well, I'm saying you get a lot of like the Sultan, for example. Like, the Sultan didn't have a whole lot of moments in the first movie. He didn't get like his big musical number.
Is
like,
he really, really short and squatty?
No, he's taller and kind of like
normal.
Not slender, but like of average build. No, I will say one of the things that did not work for me in this movie was Jafar. Like, the actor is not menacing, and like as a kid, I mean, I wasn't like scared of Jafar, but like
you knew he was a bad guy,
right? And this guy, I just I never got that.
He's Jafar light,
he
Iago hilarious.
Iago is he's just basically a parrot this time. Sometimes he brings in just that Jafar, rock evil, like
no, you can't.
It not Gilbert. Thankfully, they did not try to get somebody to do a Gilbert.
Yeah.
Because Gilbert is the only chef that can prepare that meal.
Gilbert Gottfried, one of the funniest men alive, really.
I'm just annoyed that they cut one of the funniest characters from Aladdin out and just made him a regular parrot, which is what kind of balanced out the fact that Jafar was freaking crazy, was that he had a sarcastic, witty sidekick, Iago.
His non-menacing bird made him that much more...
menacing.
What about the tiger?
Raja.
Raja is a...
Is Raja just a house cat? Or?
No, he's a tiger, but I mean, he doesn't, like, he growls at things. But, like, he doesn't do a lot of, like, the facial expressions or, like, the... Like he did
like
in
a Scooby-Doo tiger.
I mean, he's a... Yeah, he's just a tiger.
Is the tiger all CGI?
I think... A lot of it is especially for the close-ups, they're doing like CGI. But I think you did have some like stand-ins occasionally mm-hmm. on there, or they're just getting really adept at CGI to the point that like
I can't
discern it. One of these standouts, and this I think was also in large part to being given like more to do in the story and honestly a better character. One of the few things I will say that it's better about this movie is their Princess Jasmine. Mm-hmm. Naomi Scott, I believe, is the name of the actress that's playing it. I don't want to ruin anything because this is new. Like, Jasmine gets to kind of go on her own journey in this movie in the way that, like, she was just like, oh, I need a big, strong man in the original. Which is, you know, 40 years, 50 years worth of Disney cartoons. So, I mean, that is what it is. But in this one, the character is a lot more independent. Like, she's very much a Jasmine for 2019, despite the fact that this is happening, you know, several thousand
years ago.
And is Ali rakish, delightful, just adequate?
Is he the street rat that we know?
I think if you would have given this guy a couple more years, he would have been ready for this role. But I don't remember seeing him in anything else, and I don't think he has the experience yet to command a movie that is named after him. And I think in a lot of their scenes, like especially Whole New World, they do kind of a different musical arrangement. Like, they don't like...
Talking echoes of Phantom Menace and the acting level of the first Potter?
I wouldn't even put it on that. I'm just saying, like, as you were talking about earlier with Iago and Jafar, and you said, you know, that really helped to make him seem that much more menacing, having a character that was that much on the polar end of it. I think the actress that's playing Jasmine, like, vocally, like, when they're singing, like, she has some pipes.
Is
like,
so much more superior to the guy playing Aladdin.
Her range, like, during Whole New World, like, she is blowing him out of the water. And it's not like he's like, a whole new world. Mm-hmm. Like,
he's not Peter Brady.
He's not just destroying the song, but like he's singing it well. But then she comes in and like it's like if I were to sing with Whitney Houston. Like, I'm not a terrible singer, but
Whitney Houston.
Will you have raised her from the dead?
Yes, and that's the other even more impressive part. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, wow, she has been dead for a number of years, and yet listen to her.
I know.
She sings like an angel.
Watch that.
Her vocal cords are steel.
I would honestly argue that Whole New World and Jasmine in this movie are superior to the original.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, like, Will Smith is not superior to the genie, but he is one of the standouts in this movie when you're not making him try to emulate Robin Williams, which thank goodness they didn't try to do that carbon copy. Like, Beauty and the Beast, I really felt like they just went moment for moment, beat for beat. And I mean, whatever, it made like $500 million.
They gave the Beast Evermore, the song. So that was something, but really they did do a carbon copy.
And the Beast had this odd, uncanny valley thing about him because of I didn't accept the Beast in that movie. And Will Smith is at his worst when he's the big blue CGI genie and not just like Will Smith with a, it's not a man bun, I don't know what to call it, whatever that thing at the top of the genie's head,
and he's like all shaved, has a ponytail,
yeah,
on
top
of his
head.
That's gotta be called a thing.
I'm certain it is, and it's not a man bun, but that's when he's best.
It's a manny tail.
No,
I'm on a tail.
Okay, that's all I've got. So Aladdin...
Sounds like a creature that's in the water in Australia.
There's a manatee for you, mate.
It is worth watching. It'll entertain your family.
Yeah. I mean, honest to goodness, like, I will probably end up, like, taking the kids to see this, or we'll get it on, you know, Blu-ray or 4K or whatever. It's an entertaining movie, but you need to temper your expectations appropriately. If you go in saying... the old Aladdin, like, we're done with that. This is the new. This is the best. It isn't that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to like about it, but in the movie is at its worst when it's trying to recreate those moments from the original, and they just, for whatever reason, it doesn't ring true. Like, there's something just off about it. The movie is at its best when it's creating its own moments.
Mm-hmm. All right. And it is rated PG, I guess.
It's G or P. Yeah, there's they aren't dropping F bombs or
wouldn't that be hilarious?
Like,
they're,
like Will Smith isn't like beheading people like and having like Kill Bill level of violence. Like that's
turning his sword sideways, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in the original, the last few scenes with Jasmine and the Jafar were pretty creepy.
I will say, getting Guy Ritchie as the director of this was a really odd choice. Like, if you've ever watched Snatch or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, nothing about those films ever would have led me to believe this is the man that needs to bring Disney's animated masterpiece, Aladdin, into the 3D realm of the real world.
Oh, and it's in 3D as well?
I mean, we are three-dimensional.
Yeah, I know, like, but I also wondered, is there a 3D version?
It was not playing at our theater. Okay. I don't believe so, but I don't know that conclusively.
Made Tim Burton direct Dumbo, and from what I've heard, that wasn't the greatest idea.
Well, he did direct Alice in Wonderland to the tune of $1 billion for them. I did not personally enjoy the film, but
that
I'm saying...
That movie made $1 billion?
It was like one of the fifth or sixth movie, I believe, to do so.
What?
It was... Now, it came out just on the heels of Avatar. Like, Avatar was released that December, and I want to say it was released that March.
Wait, the first one?
This is when 3D...
The Johnny Depp in the hats.
Yes.
He was in the hats.
You literally described every Johnny Depp movie ever.
Sweeney Todd,
Johnny Depp with the
Pirates
hats.
Of the Caribbean.
Was he pale and did he have strange hats? And they're like, yeah.
Are you talking about Sweeney Todd or Alice in Wonderland?
Or literally anything.
Hmm.
Sleepy Hollow.
I did like Sleepy Hollow. Anyway, so I did not know that. But anyway, I, for one, am planning to see Godzilla on the preview night, which is on Thursday.
I think next week is Godzilla.
And Rocket Man.
And Rocket Man, which is a strange... Mm-hmm. Man, I'll tell you, that's a versus movie I'd watch. Elton John versus Godzilla.
Yes!
I mean, Piano Man and Rocket Man like could team up against Godzilla.
But Godzilla's going to be our friend.
We don't know that. Listen, Batman versus Superman, they end up as friends. But let's say the first, you know, hour and a half of the movie, though, Rocket Man and Piano Man think he's evil.
I've got a scene. Toward the end of the movie, you've got Elton John, Godzilla's next to him on the piano bench, and they're playing Heart and Soul.
I'm in. If you've already got Elton John and Billy Joel there, like, go ahead and get one of them to voice Godzilla while you're at it.
But is Godzilla in full glitter?
Well, he'd have to be.
Actually, why don't you just have him, like, instead of fire, he sprays glitter.
Rainbow glitter. Again. Whenever we have these great ideas, in my mind, there's someone just furiously scribbling in a corner and in some deep, dark basement. Yes.
Now, unfortunately, they're doing drugs, and that basement is like full of water and mold. And whenever they come out, they go to their office, and it's a windowless van. Yes. But someone is scribbling the ideas down.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Anyway.
I'm scribbling it down in my mind.
Yeah, me too.
The next couple of weeks, we do have, like, I think Dark Phoenix is after that. So, like, we've got some movies to go.
We have a lot to see because we make time to watch our TV and movies.
We do.
Yes, we do.
We prioritize.
You prioritize for what is important to you.
Yes.
Yes.
And right now, it's summer movies. Godzilla! Okay, so thank you so much for listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. Jane Ellen here with...
Adam Cravens.
And
Anna Grace.
Woohoo! Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.